The dust is settling in Straight Shores after a tumultuous 3 months, which involved multiple resignations and 2 reports into council behavior. The Local Governance Commission of New Brunswick has appointed a supervisor to replace the remaining defunct council. CHMA has reached out to the new supervisor to ask questions about his work before municipal elections in May 2026 will elect a new council for Straight Shores. We're waiting to hear back. In the meantime, former councillor Andy McGregor was at the center of the storm that ended with a supervisor being appointed. McGregor was suspended by his colleagues in February, a decision which was later determined to be in violation of the municipality's bylaws by the Local Governance Commission. McGregor recently met with the new supervisor and stopped by CHMA Studios this week to talk about what he learned and what's in store for Straight Shores in the next year.
Well, supervisor's name is Greg Lutz. And I had a, just over an hour video call with him at the beginning of the week. Went very well. Got to meet him. A great guy. I mean, he's lots of experience on all different levels of government, municipal, provincial. So, I mean, Greg is definitely a guy who's responsible, experienced, and knows government, knows how government works, and can, you know, drive his way through. So I think he's a good guy. He's experienced, and he knows how to get things done. So I have all the confidence in the world that Greg's going to do a great job for Straight Shores.
Okay. Now, we did reach out to Mary Oley, the director of the Local Governance Commission, and we're elected as a councillor in the by-election in December, but now you're no longer a councillor. So
correct.
Now that the supervisor has been appointed, that yes. means there is no council.
No council at all. There's just right. office staff.
So you were meeting with Greg Lutz just as a former councillor to give him some insight. Mm-hmm. You had taken some steps. You had formed a tourism subcommittee.
Yep.
That was one of the things that came out of your one sort of productive meeting that you had.
Sure.
With Straight Shores, what will happen to that now that there is no council anymore?
Well, Greg and I spoke about that, and we can't have a subcommittee of council because there's no council, and a subcommittee must have a representative of council on it because there's no council. So no subcommittee, but we're quite able just to have a regular committee made up of interested citizens. And that's what we have. We have about a 12-member Straight Shores Tourism Committee, and we've been meeting about every 2 weeks. We've had 4 meetings, and we'll continue to move forward and explore different opportunities and promote tourism in Straight Shores.
Okay. And did you get a sense from Greg Lutz that you like, will the municipality still be able to take some actions if this citizens committee has suggestions, or I guess anyone else?
Oh, sure. He's just, I mean, it'll operate just like it always has. We have a decision makers, but now the decision makers, instead of being, you know, elected body of councillors, will be the supervisor. So, I mean, the budget's still the budget, and, so we'll just move forward. He'll make decisions based on, you know, things as they come up, and move forward. So yeah, we still have a functioning municipality, decision making, and as I touched on before, Greg's got a wealth of experience. He knows how to get things done. So I think it's going to be really positive.
I do know that, you know, Straight Shores will, of course, bear the cost of employing Greg as supervisor for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess there is some cost savings when it comes to no longer having council.
Right.
But is there any idea, do you have any sense of how much it might cost the municipality to have Greg Lutz working for them?
Yeah. Well, let me first say that council wasn't very well paid to begin with.
Is that so?
But... yeah, I mean, Greg kind of thought to me that, you mean, at this point, we're still new in the transition, but at this point, he figured he might be in the office 1 day a month, and everything else can be done remotely from his office and, you know, by the CAO and the clerk who are there every day anyway. But So I think, I mean, at this point, I'm guessing the cost to municipality would be minimal if Mr. Lutz is in the office one day a month opposed to, you know, once a week. So, yeah, there will be a cost. But, yeah, when you factor in the savings to, you know, mayor and councillors, it's not going to be as much as people were thinking in the onset of all this.
Okay. But let's move forward a year.
Sure.
Next May, do you know what your plans are?
Next May.
Municipal election season.
Yeah. I'll talk to you in May.
Okay. Yeah. Don't make a decision before you need to make a decision.
That's right.
Okay.
I got time, so I'll use
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I guess so. So we'll all be waiting with bated breath to see who's on the slate yeah, for Straight yeah. Shores.
So yeah. will my wife.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. And for whoever gets elected in May, I mean, you mentioned this, and this was in the Local Governance Commission's report, that there's training needed.
Yes.
What would you like to see sort of roll out when there's a new council, like a new council slate that suddenly is in control?
I don't know. We just need to know, you know, I mean, the Local Governance Commission is a big thing. Just what the rules are, what's the expectations, because, you know, to be on the council or the mayor comes with expectations and time. You know, you get out of it what you put into it. So, but yeah, just training. I mean, experienced people come in, talk to us, and ask a lot of questions.
One of the things that came out of this, and you had mentioned this to me before, was that the community had sort of been energized a little
right.
in that a lot more people were paying attention to municipal politics
yeah,
suddenly,
yeah.
right? Which
yeah.
often municipal politics can fall by the wayside.
Yep.
What's your advice to people who were paying attention and, you know, over the next year, what do you think they should be doing?
Stay engaged, pay attention, and get involved. I mean, it's all our community and it's what we make it. So that would be my advice. And I mean, Straight Shores is still Straight Shores. Like I say, things can still get done. We still have, I mean, we have a very experienced fella running the community who's got years of experience. He knows how to get things done. I see in the next 12 months as a great opportunity to get things done that may normally be more of a challenge, but because we have an experienced fella in there, he knows how to get things done. So I see this as a great opportunity for Straight Shores for the next 12 months.
That's former Straight Shores Councillor Andy McGregor. The full interview with McGregor will be available on chmafm.com later today. In addition to his ongoing work on the Straight Shores Citizens Tourism Committee, McGregor is also a member of the Age Friendly Committee of Straight Shores, which is celebrating its one-year anniversary with two town hall events in June. The meetings will happen in Cape Tormentine on June 4th and in Bay Verret on June 17th, and feature speakers from Urban Rural Rides and the Regional Service Commission talking about transportation. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.